good. Who had fun at the anvil today? Raise your hand. The anvil, the obstacle course is out there. Yeah, there was three cabin. Nice. I had lots of fun out there with you guys at the anvil, seeing you guys help each other, seeing you guys learn to listen and ask for help. It's really, really good. Another announcement. Again, I'm going to be sitting right out at that table by the ranch house this afternoon. Please come challenge me at Cowboy Connect 4, because I want to give out some bounties, okay? So the first girl that beat me today will win that bounty. So come challenge me this afternoon. We're going to be continuing with the excellent examples in the Bible. Yesterday we talked about Daniel and how he's an excellent example of prayerfulness. And this morning we're going to be talking about a man named Paul. How many of you guys know about Paul? Yeah, that's what I thought. He's a very, very famous person from the Bible. But we're going to be focusing on one part of his life, okay? And that's the fact that Paul is an excellent example of contentment, all right? And we're going to see that our definition for contentment this morning is the choice to have a joyful attitude no matter what circumstance you are in, based on a confidence that God is in control. This is really important. We're going to see this throughout his life, through really hard things that he goes through. He still had joy. And he still had joy in those circumstances because God was with him and because he knew that he was in control. So let's start with a word of prayer, and then we're going to dive in talking about the life of Paul. Dear God, I thank you so much for this opportunity to be here at camp, to have fun, and to listen to your word this morning. Pray for these boys and girls that they would choose to have an open heart, that they would choose to be like Paul and be content no matter what. God, please give me the words to say this morning, and I ask this in your name. Amen. All right, Paul was traveling around to various cities, and he was a missionary, okay? So he was sharing about who Jesus was and what he did for everyone. So that's what we talked about last night, was the gospel message and how Jesus came to this world and he came to give his life, to die on the cross, to save us from our sin. That's what Paul was going around to different cities preaching. And he was sharing the gospel, telling about Jesus. Well, he came to this city called Philippi, and when he was there, there was this slave girl that came up to him and his friend, Silas, and something was different about this slave girl, okay? She wasn't quite normal, okay? She came up to Paul and Silas and she said, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And they were thinking, those are good words. That was true. They were servants of God and they were proclaiming the way of salvation. But they found out that this girl was possessed by a demon. And this demon gave her special power to tell a little bit about the future. And so her masters, the people that owned this slave girl, they would use her to make money. They would use her to fortune tell, and people would come and they would pay. And that's how these masters would make their money. It was not good. It was horrible that they would use her because she was possessed. Well, she kept going around, Paul and Silas, and saying that same thing. "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." You might be thinking, why on earth would a demon that's possessing this girl be saying this? That's true. Well, we know that a demon associated with Paul and Silas and their ministry would affect it pretty negatively. People wouldn't want to listen to Paul and Silas. They wouldn't want to be associated with that, and that's why that demon was choosing to do that. Well, one day, Paul, he got really annoyed, and he was like, "I've got to help this girl somehow." So he turned to that possessed girl and said, "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of that girl." Commanded the spirit to come out. And immediately that demon left her. It was amazing. She no longer was under the control of this demon. But what that also meant was that her masters, the people that owned her as a slave, would no longer be making money. They no longer would be able to have that income from her fortune telling. And so they got really angry. They looked at Paul and Silas. They grabbed them. And they took them to the authorities of the city. They dragged them there. And they falsely accused them. All they were doing was helping the little girl, and they were sharing about Jesus, but they said to the authorities that they were falsely accusing them, and so they began to beat them with rods as a punishment. It was horrible. I could only imagine that their backs were just bruised, maybe cut, and maybe even broken bones from their horrible beatings. That's not even something that they deserved. They didn't deserve any of that. And then, not only that, but they were thrown into a prison. This is not like our jails today, okay, where you have a nice cell, you have a bed, and maybe even someone there with you. No, this is horrible. Like, it was dirty, gross. It's probably like a pit. And they had their feet in stocks, okay? So that was this wooden part that would come around their legs, and they were locked in, so they couldn't even walk around. They were in chains. They were bound up. Couldn't even move. Can you imagine being in their shoes? Like, all they were doing was serving God, telling others about Jesus, and now they're stuck in prison, can't even move. They just got one of the worst beatings of their lives. And we see how they respond to what happened. In Acts 16:25, it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Wow. Could you imagine that? That's amazing that they would choose to praise God, to sing, to pray in that horrible circumstance that they were in. Could you imagine being in that position? I hope that would be my response, but I don't know if I would choose to do that. I hope I wouldn't complain, but I think that lots of us would be tempted to complain, to be mad at God, wondering, why am I here? But they chose to pray and sing praises to God. And we don't have enough time to look at the rest of the story, but God delivered them from that prison. They were able to escape from that prison and even lead the jailer and his family to Christ, to be saved. It was awesome. But I want you to see that Paul and Silas, they were content in one of the worst circumstances that you could be in. They still had joy, even though they were beaten and thrown into prison. And Paul, later on, he writes more of the Bible, and he shares with us how he was able to be content. And we see this in Philippians 4, 11 through 13. It says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." This is how Paul was able to be content and have joy in the worst circumstances. That's not all that happened to him. More things that happened to him in his life. He was beaten several times. He was stoned almost to death. He was ridiculed. People hated him. And there were many times that he did journeys on a ship, and he was shipwrecked, like stranded at sea. All of these times, in these horrible circumstances, he was able to be content. And it's because of verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." I bet that many of you have heard that verse before, and many people have said, "Oh yeah, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, so that means that I'm going to be able to win the championship. right? I can do that or something. Like, they've got a big game coming up, and they think, I can do all things through Christ, so I'm going to win. That's not what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, I can suffer. I can be abased. I can be brought low. I can starve. And I can do all of those things and still be content because Christ gives me the strength. It's amazing. If you have that relationship with God, if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you can be just like Paul. You can be content no matter what circumstance you're in because you have the power of Christ. Christ can strengthen you to have a good attitude and to be joyful. So let's look at a few ways that you can be content in your life, okay? Choose to be content with the things that God has given you. God has blessed us with so many things. Even just coming to this camp is a blessing. That's an opportunity that many people don't have. And we can be thankful for that. How about all of your stuff? Your stuff. It doesn't really belong to you. God gave it to you. And you can be content with that. How about your family? You can be content and be thankful for the family that God's given you. Choose to be content. How about choose to be content even when something doesn't seem fair? There's lots of times in our life that we think, how could that happen? That's not fair. How about something as simple as someone's passing out cookies, and you get one, and your friend gets two? You're like, come on! How come they got two? I wanted two of them. Why did they get two, and I only got one? You think that that's unfair. That's an opportunity to be content, to still have joy, be thankful for what God gave you, and not complain. So choose to be content even when something doesn't seem fair. And choose to be content even when you are having a bad day. We all have bad days. There's times that people are mean to us. There's times that things don't go the way that we wanted them to. Maybe you were looking forward to having fun one day, looking forward to something that was promised, and it never happened. That's a bad day. But you can still be content even with that bad day. How about sickness? Or how about if you get hurt? Those aren't fun times. That's not great, but you can still have joy and be content with that situation. So choose to be content even when you have a bad day. Paul, he had a lot of bad days, and probably much worse than what we're going to face. I don't think that we're going to be beaten and thrown into prison for things that we didn't do. And we can still be content when we're having a bad day. All right? So I encourage you, be like Paul. Look at his example. In all of these horrible circumstances, he chose to praise God, be thankful, and be content no matter what. And you can too. All right? Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear God, I thank you so much for the excellent example of Paul and the fact that he chose to be content even when he was in prison, even after he was beaten. He still praised you. He still was joyful. And I pray for these boys and girls that they would follow his example, that they would be content and have joy even when things don't seem fair, even when they're having a bad day. That they would just be content and be thankful for what you've given them. God, we love you. We want to just glorify you with everything that we do and everything that we say. I pray this in your name.